strategic alignment. So what portfolio management does is they take more of a broader approach to aligning all the projects and programs within the strategic vision of the organization. It kind of looks like this: is the whole goal is just to maximize the value and benefits that derive from a collection set of projects, at the same time ensuring, well, I should say more or less trying to balance resource allocation and risk management across the entire portfolio. Are you ready to uncover the differences between project management and portfolio management? Again, project management and portfolio management? If you are, stay tuned. Hey, welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, I don't know why I'm doing that, just is entitled, Which Goal Distinguishes Project Management and Portfolio Management? Again, what goal distinguishes project management and portfolio management? Quote of the day or quote of the video. Project management is focused on delivering successful outcomes for individual projects, while portfolio management strategically aligns project within organizational goals, unlocking the full potential of a collective vision. Together, they harmonize the pursuit of project success and strategic excellence, propelling the organization towards you know what I'm trying to say there. Transformative. That doesn't sound right, does it? Transformative. Okay. Transformation achievements. I'm just messing with you guys. Transformation achievements. So let's go through the 7-point framework, as you know, family. First of all, project management. What is project management? Point number one, what is project management's first primary goal? Well, the triple constraints is their primary goal. What are the triple constraints? Let's go through them real quick at a high level. Scope, cost, quality, and time. So they're so locked in and focused in to making sure they're also executing tasks, coordinating resources effectively, and achieving the project objectives to create a what? Tangible output or outcome. Now, let's look at what a portfolio management, what is that profession? Unlike project management, their primary goal is focused on the organization, making sure the organization aligns with the projects and programs within the strategic objectives and overall business goal. It definitely involves selecting and prioritizing projects, allocating resources strategically, and ensuring an optimal investment for return. So now you have understanding from a high level what a project management is and what portfolio management is. Now let's dive into point three, which is the actual level of focus. So point number three, project level focus. So basically a project management operates in more of an individual project level as goes to ensure completion of each project and meeting specific objections, excuse me, specific objectives and delivering desired results within a predefined parameters. You know, when I was thinking about that, I was like, it's so many projects that when you're like, okay, so what's the timelines? When were we going to be finished? And you're like, then they're like, well, you know, and yesterday and this happened. So I apologize for that. I was just laughing because I had a call recently about this. But anyway, I digress. Point number four, strategic alignment. So what portfolio management does is they take more of a broader approach to aligning all the projects and programs within the strategic vision of the organization. It kind of looks like this: is the whole goal is just to maximize the value and benefits that derive from a collection set of projects, at the same time ensuring, well, I should say more or less trying to balance resource allocation and risk management across the entire portfolio. Point number five, resource optimization. See, project management aims to optimize resources within the project as well as ensuring that efficient utilization and allocation is done, but it also focuses on managing the constraints, the dependencies to deliver the project on what? On time, on what, on budget, on what, in scope. I don't know, I'm feeling good today, family. Point number six, or I should say in the 7-point framework. Portfolio optimization. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little more deeper into this. So in contrast, portfolio management aims to optimize resource allocation across multiple projects and programs. It also seeks to maximize the overall value and benefits by strategically allocating resources based on project priorities, risk profile, and strategic objectives. So reason why I want to touch on this a little bit more about portfolio optimization. Now, I've seen portfolio managers, you know, I've seen them run projects and programs differently at each stage of my career. I've seen it where they are so involved, you think that they're just another project manager, and then I've seen them so far away from the project that you're only just coming to meet with them to give them a status update, to let them know, you know, any risk or issues you're having, any impediments or roadblocks. And you're really providing an update to them because they're going to put together a whole strategic approach, or a slide, I should say, to go present to executive leadership. Now, I've seen that done. Now, I've also seen it where the project manager had to be responsible for putting that deck together to speak to and align it with the company's vision and also the other projects. So I've seen it done both ways, but the proper way, it should be the portfolio manager really stepping in and building that framework of the templates that's going to be required to present to executives, the accountability. How are we going to hold people accountable for the outcomes of these projects? You heard me say outcome, not result. Outcome, not result. So, family, the point I'm trying to make there is that by doing that, I believe that when you have a portfolio portfolio manager that actually provides you resources, because they have an understanding, and most portfolio managers, they come from a project management background most of the time. Now, I've seen some that haven't, but the ones that I've come across and work with, they had a project management background, and they understand some of the biggest issues and or risk. I mean, I know these are two separate entities, so I'll frame it up like this. The biggest concerns, people always think money, and it's not always, it's resource constraints. Like, I see more resource constraints over my decade of project management than anything to do financially. And the only reason why I say that is because the resource constraints, you have people leaving your team because a new priority came up or they left the organization. So if you don't have the resources in place to support the project kind of limps along until it can, you know, pick up speed or momentum, or you can find somebody that has a versatile skill set that can really pitch in and run multiple things as if it was two people doing it, which is dangerous because now this person is working the job of two people, which can create some type of frustration and burnout. I'm just going to be honest with you, family. So it's really important that if you're listening to this and you're a portfolio manager, that you ensure that you are maximizing the overall value by ensuring that resources are there to support the project, and that we don't just put resources on there temporarily to get the project up and then all of a sudden they disappear because of new priority. So it's about really putting standards in place and holding people accountable to those standards. If we say that, hey, these are our resources for this project and this is a priority, well, let's make it. Let's not have a rolling wave priority type approach. And rolling wave meaning that we change it based on never mind, I'll let that go. No, I ain't. Based on the emotions or anything like that. So family, we have to ensure that when we're working with our portfolio manager, that we let them know, hey, listen, I know this project is in place, but I really need resources here, and I can show you where we're going to get hit at. And when you run projects for a while, you know where the dip is about to happen. And most people think the dip happens at the beginning. No, because everyone is excited about the project. The dip happens when, and this is just, again, my opinion, I've heard different people say different ways, but it happens during the executing phase. People start making reasons why they can't do something. Excuses start, you know, plummeting. So again, family, just my thoughts, right or wrong, just what I was thinking at the time. Point number 7, Single versus holistic view. You're like, what does that even mean? So single, here's an example. Project managers are focused on single project focus and then concentrating on the execution of the delivery of individual projects. Now, portfolio manager, they have more of a holistic view, or I'll say more of a high level or top down view. And what that basically means is that they got to consider the whole entire portfolio of projects and programs to make informed decisions and ensure that it alignment with the organizational goals. So family, if we were to wrap this up in two takes or two quick things, no, let's make it three. First, project manager is more single focused. Two, portfolio manager is more top down or more overarching vision of the entire company. They make sure that the company vision goals that they have, maybe they decided on the year before, that it's aligned with the projects that are being requested or that are being handed out to the project manager. And point number three is these two resources, the project manager and a portfolio manager, are very important. They're key to work together. And you know what my favorite word is. What is your favorite word? Collaboration. So being able to collaborate together effectively and not use titles to say, oh, I'm the portfolio manager. No, to use a more of a collaborative approach of how do we make sure that I'm communicating your activity and your status appropriately to executives. So until next time, this has been your boy D, and I'm out.